Welcome to the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice Podcast, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, presented by USAA and sponsored in part by Star Dental Institute. The Veterans Voice originates from flagship station KRDO News Radio in Colorado Springs, Colorado. I'm Mike Lewis, your host, and want to thank you for joining us. If you find the information that we're putting out useful, we always like to say, share this. You can download the podcast at KRDO.com. Look for the podcast page under radio. Also, you can email it, listen to it online, and you can learn more by going to VeteransCenter.org. That's VeteransCenter.org. The number, by the way, if you want to give the Mount Carmel folks a call, is 719-772-7000. All right, our first guest today, and I'd like to welcome in, his name is Dave Brewer. Dave, welcome to KRDO. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Mike. I'm glad to join today.
Well, it's a pleasure. Now, the Society of American Military Engineers, it's also called SAMMY. What is that all about?
Well, it's a group of engineers and architects in the construction industry that have been together now since 1920. It was formed after World War II for the purpose of improving or sustaining national defense. It was formed after World War I. And what we do is we bring together private industry, military, as well as public agencies geared towards national defense. We have 30,000 members nationwide, worldwide when you include some of the military bases overseas, and 100 posts that are scattered across the globe.
Now you've
here locally at the...
No, go ahead, please. I didn't mean to step on you. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, here locally in the Pikes Peak Post, we've been in existence for about 75 years of the 100 years of the society, and we're excited about partnering with Mount Carmel for this event next week.
Yeah, well, let's talk about the event. It's going to be on the 10th of December at the U.S. Air Force Academy. What can folks expect?
Well, what we're doing in partnership with Mount Carmel is bringing together local agencies that support veterans, both veterans and their spouses, and finding work locally or as they transition from their service to our country, and whether it's here in Colorado Springs or around the country, it's a great stopping point. The folks that they're bringing together are folks that we could not reach as a society, so the Chamber of Commerce and the USO and the Pikes Peak Military Care Network are just going to be great panelists to communicate to our members what is going on in the local area, as well as veterans, what they're doing to support them and their spouses. And on our side of the industry part of it, we'll have a panel related to veterans that are in business, in the engineering and architectural business now. And a couple of them are actually graduates or strong participants in Mount Carmel. So we're excited about having them part of the team.
And Dave, if someone is going to attend this event, again, it's going to be on the 10th of December, any tips or recommendations about anything they need to bring? Should they show up with a resume? Just give us a few tips, please.
Well, what they're going to learn more about is what's available to them. We will have company reps that will be glad to talk to them. Most likely, as everyone these days are online, connectivity, we'll have that information available as how to submit a resume and apply for a job.
Terrific. And again, this is going to be at the U.S. Air Force Academy, the Falcon Club. That's on Academy Drive. The address, by the way, 3120 Academy Drive. And it's going to be from 11:30 to 1:30. This is a great opportunity to reach out and do some networking. And, you know, if you're looking for maybe something new to do, it sounds like the Society of American Military Engineers has got work.
That is true. We have a lot of companies that are directly related to military work, but they're also throughout all the industry work. So we need veterans from every walk of specialty, not just engineers, to help make the companies run.
That is terrific. And by the way, I want to let everyone know that the moderator is going to be retired Army Colonel Bob McLaughlin. He is, of course, the CEO of the Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center. Bob's been on with us many, many times, and I know he's going to do a great job moderating this. And I hope it's going to be a big success, and you have a lot of folks.
Oh, same here. And we're very thankful for the partnership that we've got with Mount Carmel on this event. And Bob's support has been fantastic. So.
All right, Dave.
We have a great day.
Yep, and I appreciate your time. I know you're a busy man. Thank you again, and we look forward to helping you fill the Falcon Club 10th of December. That is Tuesday of next week. Again, thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, you have a great day. All right, we will continue on the KRDO Newsline. Carla Stefani joins us. Carla, I understand you are a proud Air Force veteran. I want to say, first of all, thank you for your service.
Well, and thank you, too, for yours as well.
Oh, I appreciate that. Now, what did you do in the Air Force?
So I was actually a medical officer, and and then I transitioned out and was like, you know what? I think I want to be something else when I grow up.
Okay. All right. Well, again, thank you. We appreciate that. Now, you are a business owner. Tell me about your company. What is the name of the company, and what is it you do?
So it's Riveter Construction and Engineering. The company is named in honor of Rosie the Riveter from World War II.
Ah.
And we're a construction management firm, and as well as a design firm. So we can take a project from soup to nuts. So we can do the design, and then we can execute on the build as well.
Terrific. And you're going to be part of this industry panel on the Society of American Military Engineers, otherwise known as SAMMEE. That's coming up at the Air Force Academy.
Yes, sir. Excited for it.
So when folks go to this seminar and they sit there and they participate in this event, what are they going to learn? And what are you going to try to share with folks?
Well, what I want to try to share with folks from a business owner perspective, so a transitioning military veteran who probably is not thinking, number one, about business, mm-hmm. and number two, about construction. Mm-hmm. Not just military active duty, but also military spouses, so men and women. And I think it's really important to have the face of, you know, someone that's out there trying to do it, and just talk to folks about the challenges that we face, how our training definitely benefits us to be business owners, and sometimes how it can be our, you know, arch enemy as well, but basically to encourage folks to think outside the box and consider something that maybe they hadn't thought about when they're coming out of the military. So everybody wants to go into defense contracting, but and I didn't necessarily know this was where I was going to land. I thought I was going to, you know, go to some clinic and finish my work up there, but I am in love with what I'm doing right now.
Well, it sounds terrific, and congratulations on having a successful company. What is your message for other business owners when it comes to, and the reason I bring this up is the military community. When someone comes out of the military, generally they know how to show up on time, they know to be respectful, they know how to take orders, follow direction. So when you hire a veteran, you are really getting a top-notch person, isn't that correct?
Absolutely, and I don't just, you know, as a business owner, but I'm also boots on the ground doing the work. And that is the feedback that I get is, you know, wow, you are Johnny on the spot. And I just, I'm like, you know what, that's what we're about. And in this day and age, it's really hard to just find people that are going to show up, especially in the trades. And a lot of times that's, you don't necessarily need the 10 years of master craftsmanship work. You need to show up and show an initiative to want to learn and be present. And that's absolutely the edge that we as veterans can provide to not just construction, but to any company.
And that's why veterans are sought after, and so many employers are looking to hire veterans because they know what those skill sets bring to the job.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things, but I also think that sometimes folks that aren't familiar with the veteran community, they can get a little weary about the public profile that is often put out there about us war-torn, angry veterans and stuff like that. So I think, too, part of the message for other folks who are wanting to hire veterans but are maybe a little nervous about it, you know, that's something, too, that I would challenge other business owners to even reach out and talk to me about, hey, how can we get more veterans? And talking about that stigma that may be out there to really encourage folks that it's not necessarily true. And yes, maybe some of us do need a couple of extra, you know, moments of TLC for whatever reason, but I don't think that's any different than anybody in the general population.
And Carla, if someone's listening right now and they would like to reach out to you to find out more information about maybe you, if they have questions, what do they need to do to contact you?
Would love it if they went to my awesome website. It's www.riveter-enterprises.com. There is a contact form on the website. You can see my Rosie the Riveter picture on the front page of that website, which is awesome, picture taken by another veteran. And definitely reach out. I can also be reached via phone, and that's 920-933-7807. And would love to talk to anybody who's interested or has any questions.
All right, Carla, we appreciate the update and the time. Thank you very much, and I hope it's a full event coming up again at the Falcon Club U.S. Air Force Academy on December 10th. Thank you again for your time.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice Podcast, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, presented by USAA in partnership with Star Dental Institute and the Together We Smile Foundation.
USAA members are saving money on insurance and enjoying unrivaled service from a company that understands their needs.
My experience with USAA has been excellent. They really appreciate the military family, and it really shows.
With all that USAA offers, why go with anybody else? We know their rates are good. We know that they're always going to take care of us.
It was funny because when we would call another insurance company, they would say, oh, we can't beat USAA.
It was an instant savings, and I should have changed a long time ago.
Savings and service. It's why families have trusted USAA since 1922.
We're the Weber family.
We're the Tennies.
We're the Hales, and we're USAA members for life.
USAA, proudly serving active military, veterans, and their eligible family. See how much you could save on USAA insurance. Get a quote today.
Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. Member pay for their participation. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
This is the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, presented by USAA and sponsored by Star Dental Institute, all proudly serving veterans, military, and their families. Well, we'll welcome in a new team member who actually hasn't quite joined yet, but coming to Mount Carmel very soon, Mark Smith. Mark, welcome to KRDO.
Hey, thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure. First of all, tell me, you're a veteran, so thank you for your service. What branch did you serve in? What did you do?
I was in the Army for 20 years. My first 7 years, I was a truck driver. And then my last 13, I was in recruiting.
All right. So you've seen a little bit of everything.
A little bit.
A little bit of a salesperson, too. If you're in recruiting, you're getting people to go ahead and sign up and become a member of the armed forces.
Yes, that's correct.
And that's terrific. Well, now, I know we haven't really figured out what you're going to do necessarily at Mount Carmel, but I do want to ask you this. Mount Carmel does so many wonderful things for military veterans, their families. Why do you want to become a part of that team?
Because I'm huge about giving back to the military community and our veterans, because I am one. So I would like to give back to the people that are currently serving and about to get out or retire.
Now, you've had a couple of positions outside of the Army, so you're going to be rotating back to Mount Carmel. So you've been out of the military for a while, you've worked a couple other jobs, and now you want to go do something with Mount Carmel and serve vets.
Yes, that's correct. I was a security guard for a while, and then I'm currently a contractor on Fort Carson.
Okay, terrific. Well, again, thank you for your service. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for yours.
Well, I appreciate that, too. Mark, you were a recruiter, and you had young men, young women come to you looking at a potential job in the Army. And your job was to say, why should you join the Army? What are you going to do? So you were helping people point them in a direction for their futures. And that's what Mount Carmel does now as far as people who have served and getting ready to transition.
Correct. And you know, coming in, kids coming in to join the military, join the Army, you know, we would always help them find a career, you know, figure out how they were going to set themselves up for success later on down the road. And Mount Carmel does the exact same thing, even with guys, men and women getting out of the military. That's what they're there for. They're there to assist them and help them in their transition to civilian life.
And the thing is, when you spend maybe, you said 20 years in the military, correct?
20 years, that's correct.
Congratulations on that. But there's a difference between going to a job in the military and being a civilian. You know, you have to decide what are you going to wear every morning. You know, but it's one of those things that if you're doing it for 20 years, you have to, it's a new way of looking at everything.
Correct. It's a transition.
Yeah.
I mean, it was for me as well, you know, going from wearing a uniform, you know, from going to wearing BDUs to Class Bs every day in recruiting to wearing civilian clothes every day. It's a transition, but it's an easy one to make.
Well, Mount Carmel is there to help folks, and they are located here in Colorado Springs. If you are listening to this, I just would like to encourage everyone, you can share this information, yodakaradio.com, click on the podcast button, and then you can email this as a podcast, or you can download it and listen to it when it's convenient for you, because we want to get this important information out. Mark, I wish you the best in your new career going with Mount Carmel.
Thanks, sir. I appreciate it.
And we want to have you back again.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you very much. You are listening to the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice Podcast, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, presented by USAA and sponsored by Star Dental Institute.
So many men and women have served in our military, sacrificing so much, including long stretches away from home and family. This often results in financial instability, health issues, and more. I'm Dr. Gary Moore, owner of Star Dental Institute. If you're active duty military or a veteran, we have a gift for you and your family. If you're missing teeth, we'd like to help you replace them at no charge. That's right, no charge, no obligation, no strings attached. If you and your family are uninsured, underinsured, if you don't qualify for VA dentistry, you're struggling financially, and you're missing teeth, we will place dental implants for you at no charge. Call Star Dental Institute to set your appointment for an exam and screening. If you qualify, we will replace your missing teeth, give you back the confidence to smile again, better health, and a better quality of life. You and your family deserve this. Call Star Dental Institute today at 719-208-4610. That's 719-208-4610. I'm Dr. Gary Moore, and together we smile.
This is the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, presented by USAA in partnership with Star Dental Institute and the Together We Smile Foundation, all proudly serving veterans, military, and their families. Paul Price is with us, and Paul is with Mount Carmel, and you've got some upcoming events I know you want to share.
Mike, as usual, we are very appreciative to partner with KRDO and yourself, and thank you for this time. Once again, Mount Carmel has a very busy schedule. In the month of December, along with all the holiday support we're providing our clients, there are some specific events we'd like to highlight.
All right. So let's tell us what is going on. I know you have a busy month ahead.
Well, as you heard, the December 10th, we're really focusing on the SAMI event up at the Air Force Academy and our veteran and spouse panels. Along with that, on the 10th, we have our workshop, our Courage to Change workshop. Our spiritual connection group will be meeting, and then our Veteran X group. And we'll finish off that day with yoga, and then after that, acupuncture. So that's all on the 10th. On the 11th of December, we'll have our Honor Flight group meeting. We have an employer day that's going to be meeting the Pueblo Chemical Depot. Those folks are coming up. They're doing a lot of hiring down there right now for security and for toxic material handlers. So they'll be doing hiring right on the spot. That's on the 11th of December. And then Warriors First will happen in that afternoon. And we'll finish out that day with our art therapy group. And that'll be running from 5 to 7 on the 11th. If you want to get involved in any of these groups, just reach out to Mount Carmel. You can either give us a call at 719-772-7000, or you can go on our website at veteranscenter.org.
And Paul, I think it's important just to remind folks, if they're new to this program, the services that Mount Carmel offers to active duty military, reservists, guardsmen, veterans, and their families, spouses, is free.
Absolutely free. Thanks to our corporate sponsors, our individual contributors, our graduates, if you will, the alumni. These are all free services to our clients.
All right, good to see you, Paul. We'll see you again soon.
Always a pleasure, Mike.
Thank you very much. You're listening to the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice Podcast, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, presented by USAA in partnership with Star Dental Institute and the Together We Smile Foundation.